Very much younger Michael Jackson, in fact the entire Jackson clan there, the Jackson 5 with a song called I Want You Back, brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories at this hour, Maimane calls on members of parliament not to fail South Africans. Universities South Africa calls for a long-term plan on NSFAS. And SAFTU urges Ramaphosa to act on ministers facing serious allegations. Bold One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has called on members of parliament not to fail South Africans. Members of parliament held a debate yesterday. Maimane reminded the House that South Africans expect services that include the delivery of water, economic growth and quality education. Maimane said South Africa will only be free when everyone prospers. Universities South Africa has called for a long-term plan to ensure the sustainability of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS. The Minister of Higher Education and Training, Buti Manamela, placed NSFAS under administration earlier this week. Universities South Africa welcomed the announcement. The organisation represents all 26 universities in South Africa and has called for a national dialogue to address challenges at NSFAS. The Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, has accused some officials in his department of trying to sabotage leasing protocols. McPherson told the National Assembly that these officials try to manipulate the system for their own benefit. He explained to the House some of the challenges he's facing as a minister. The minister says there are significant changes that need to happen in his department. The ANC has expressed shock after the murder of one of its councillors in the Eastern Cape. The Chris Hani District Municipality says the 46-year-old Tumeka Bikwana was shot and killed at her home in the Kakadu District on Monday. Her body was found with bullet wounds on Tuesday. The ANC says Bikwana was a dedicated public servant and police are investigating the murder. The South African Federation of Trade Unions has called on President Ramaphosa to clarify his stance on ministers facing serious allegations, including Social Development Minister Sisi Toloshe and Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie. This follows claims of misconduct, including undeclared gifts and alleged links to criminal activities, which both ministers have denied. SAFTU's spokesperson Asive Dayani says the president must explain whether he is still confident in them and outline the steps taken. Dayani says the ongoing silence reflects a broader crisis of accountability within government, where political interests and internal divisions are undermining transparency and public trust. International news: Pope Leo will mark his first year leading the Catholic Church tomorrow. Pope Leo is the first American-born pope to lead the church. He has spoken out against inequality, injustice, and wars during his first year in office. He also faced criticism from the American President Donald Trump over his opposition to the war in Iran. The pope is expected to meet the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today. Looking at sports news now. Paris Saint-Germain secured their first place in the Champions League final after a 1-1 draw away to Bayern Munich, sealed a thrilling 6-5 aggregate victory. Ousmane Dembélé struck again inside the opening 3 minutes to put the defending champions in control, with Harry Kane grabbing a late consolidation goal from Bayern in stoppage time. PSG will now face Premier League leaders Arsenal in the final in Budapest on May the 30th as they chase back-to-back Champions League titles. Looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,704.03 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $102.16, $1 US dollar 16 rand 38. The British pound, £22.27, and the euro, £19.25. A bitcoin is currently $80,948.81. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on to the weather now, and you need to sit down for this. It's going to be a long one. We've got a whole heap of severe weather alerts. This is the information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with impact-based warnings, an orange level 8 for disruptive rain, leading to widespread flooding of settlements, roads and bridges, as well as prolonged disruptions expected over Kaukama, Coga and Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. An orange level 6 warning for disruptive rain, leading to